In this session, we are focusing on what not to do when speaking around important men, strong personalities, ministry leaders, or any setting where power, pressure, or attraction may affect your voice. Many women do not realize how much fear, insecurity, or overperformance can distort speech. Topic 9 is not just about speaking better, it is about refusing the unhealthy patterns that make a woman lose her center. One common pattern is oversharing. A woman feels nervous, so she starts explaining everything. She adds too many details, too many qualifiers, too many emotional disclosures, and too many side comments. She may think she is helping the other person understand her, but in reality, she is often leaking anxiety. Oversharing can weaken clarity, blur boundaries, and create confusion, especially with men who are in leadership, ministry, partnership, or authority roles. Another pattern is verbal panic. This is what happens when inner fear takes over the mouth. The woman talks too fast, corrects herself constantly, laughs nervously, fills silence too quickly, or says things she did not intend to say. She may later leave the conversation feeling embarrassed, exposed, or frustrated. This is why confidence around men requires inner formation, not just communication tips. A panicked mouth often reveals an unsteady center. A third danger is manipulative softness. This one can sound very feminine on the surface, but it is not healthy. It happens when a woman uses exaggerated sweetness, helplessness, flattery, or emotional suggestion to influence a man without speaking plainly. She may avoid directness because she fears disapproval. She may hope that if she sounds small enough, pleasing enough, or admiring enough, she will be protected or favored. But that is not mature womanhood. That is indirect control through softness. Poor timing is another problem. Even true words can become unwise if they are spoken at the wrong time, in the wrong setting, or with the wrong emotional charge. Some women bring up serious matters in public when privacy is needed. Others start important conversations when emotions are already overheated. Some speak from hurt before they have prayed, processed, or clarified the issue. Timing is not cowardice. Timing is discernment. If you are serving in ministry, this becomes especially important. A woman can damage trust when she speaks impulsively, over-discloses in mixed gender contexts, texts too personally, or confuses professional collaboration with emotional access. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical formation, not clinical counseling, but it can help you recognize patterns that need correction and maturity. Here are a few healthier phrases. I would like to speak clearly about one concern. I need a moment to gather my thoughts. This may be better discussed privately and appropriately. Let me say this simply. These kinds of phrases help you remain grounded. They protect your dignity and support honest communication. What not to do. Do not explain excessively to gain approval. Do not use tears, charm, or confusion as a strategy. Do not turn nervousness into nonstop talking. Do not send emotionally loaded messages because you could not say it wisely in person. Do not force a conversation just because you feel anxious to resolve it immediately. Instead, aim for steady, clear, truthful speech. Speak with kindness, but not manipulation. Speak with courage, but not haste. Speak with humility, but not self-erasure. The wise woman of Tekoa reminds us that words matter, timing matters, and a woman formed in God can speak in ways that carry dignity, courage, and real influence.